She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
How many times have you dieted and lost weight only to put much or all of it back on? Well, there's got to be a better way, right, Andrea? I mean, there's so many diets out there.
I would think for sure.
Yeah, it definitely is. Well, we've got someone today who I absolutely adore. She is the national best-selling author, Kathy Freston. She's the author of so many great books, and we're here today to talk about her new book, The Lean, A Revolutionary and Simple 30-Day Plan for Healthy, Lasting Weight Loss. Hi, Kathy. Kathy, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I said hi.
Oh, we didn't hear you. Hi, Kathy. I hear you now. Thank you so much. Well, I really love this book. I love a book that actually takes you through the 30 days and you have a great tip for each day. Tell us when you first became a vegan, which is really the basis of the plan and your lifestyle.
Yeah, I grew up in a small town in Georgia, and I ate everything that Southerners typically do, Southern fried chicken and chicken fried steak and, Dairy Queens and, every kind of cheese and junky meat food. And I didn't think twice about it. My community all ate that way. My family, all ate that way. And it wasn't even a question. And as I got older and started putting on some weight and had issues with my skin, I had sort of adult acne. And all of this was, right around my early 30s, and I was rubbing my little dog's belly, who I love so much. She was on her back, and she was smiling, and I was like, oh, I love this dog so much. And just animals are the most amazing creatures, and this little voice inside of my head said, well, if you love animals, why are you eating them? Oh. And it was like I was sort of just floored. I never even thought about it. What do you mean? Chickens are not dogs, and pigs are not dogs, and this is a different situation. So I thought by then I had written a couple of books on becoming more conscious in relationships and then extending that consciousness, into self-work and spiritual practice and everything. And so I thought, wow, I haven't applied that consciousness to food. And food is something I do three times a day. And I thought, if I want to walk my talk, I have to be more awake and alert to how food gets to my plate. So I started watching videos and reading accounts of what happened to animals behind closed doors in slaughterhouses, and I was, as any human being would be, horrified to see what was going on. So I thought, I just want to be somebody who doesn't contribute to this pain and misery, that animals go through. So I thought, okay, don't know how I'm going to do this. I grew up eating everything, and I still love all of those foods, but I'm just going to point myself in the direction of eating less animals and eating more plant-based foods, which is basically
vegan. So, Kathy, stuff. Was it more of a gradual thing, or did you kind of just go, lack of a better word, cold turkey?
Or whole hog. No, I know.
Whole hog, I was thinking that.
It was definitely gradual because I was so attached to my favorite foods, So I decided I was just going to lean into it and cut out one meal at a time and replace it with something vegan. And that has become my philosophy. Because, I don't believe we should have to white-knuckle our way through life, saying no right. to foods that make us happy and feel cozy. And I feel like if we just lean into positive changes, then we can make progress and we don't have to worry about being perfect. And so when I did this for ethical concerns for animals, I thought, well, I'm going to put on, a lot of weight, and because everyone knows, you need meat to be healthy, and I'm certainly going to die early because everyone knows you need animal protein. And so when I started really looking at the science that was coming out in droves, I realized, oh my gosh, I'm actually going to lose weight, and I'm going to prevent a huge number of diseases and even reverse some of them. So a vegan diet not only got me on track as far as getting my weight to where I wanted it to be, but it cleared up my skin, it gave me more energy, and then it put me on the road to preventing heart disease, certain kinds of cancer, and type 2 diabetes, all these really inflammatory diseases. So it was a gradual progress for me, but it delivered me into a profound lifestyle change that has stuck.
You know what? It's so interesting that you say that, Kathy, because for me, you know, for the longest time, I'm a big meat eater, and I also would, you know, eat hormone-free, antibiotic-free meat, because we talk about it naturally, savvy. We're all about taking the chemicals out and the hormones and the antibiotics.
Right.
But I would still get, but what I didn't realize, I was still eating meat that had GMOs in it at the time. So now, like, we're very, you know, obviously anti-GMO. But until it kind of came into all of our consciousness, I was eating meat 3 times a day, or eating animal protein 3 times a day, and I had this lingering chest pain for the longest time. And I'm talking longest time, like a few years. And I'd go to my homeopath and my naturopath, and it's like we didn't know what it was. And then Lisa and I had interviewed a vegan on one of our radio shows, and we talked, you know, we were talking about the benefits of going vegan, and I started to cut back. So like you were saying, go gradual, started to cut back on my animal protein to now I have once a day, and I make sure it's an organic animal protein. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, zero chest pain. I have absolutely no chest pain, and it completely got rid of it. So I'm on that path of really, you know, starting to gradually take away the animal protein in my diet, and I see a massive difference for myself. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing because it brings down the inflammation in your body. So inflammation is sort of the root of so many of the chronic diseases that plague us in this country, in the Western world. So when you do cut back on that acidic animal protein, your body becomes more alkaline, you become healthier, you're not getting all that saturated fat. You know, even within a month, within 1 short week, your weight starts coming down when you're eating a vegan diet. The second week, your blood sugar and your blood pressure come down. And within the 3rd week, your cholesterol has dropped significantly. So
wow.
You get these really good changes fairly early on when you're eating a plant-based diet.
Yeah, for me, it took maybe, I think I went cold turkey. I had no animal protein for about 3 weeks, and then I introduced it slowly. So it maybe 3 weeks to a month for me. So it happens really fast.
Isn't that amazing? You know, there
absolutely
was recently an elegant experiment that scientists wanted to do to see how vegans fared against meat eaters with cancer. And they put women on a plant-based diet for only 2 weeks versus women who were eating regular, their meat diet. And they took the blood of each of these women, and they, a group of women in each category, and they dripped the blood on these cells. And within the two weeks that the women had gone vegan, did nothing. When they dripped the blood on the cells, nothing happened. But the meat eaters, much of that was converted. The cancer sort of took off in the petri dishes. So it's pretty amazing how quickly your body chemistry can change when you start eating a plant-based diet.
So let me ask you something, Kathy. So for someone like myself who, you know, I'm not vegan yet, or if I'm even going down that route, I don't know, but I've, you know, having eliminated so much of the animal protein from my diet, sometimes I do crave, you know, for dinner, an organic chicken or something that, you know, is animal protein. What, you know, and what we talk a lot about is in Unjunk Your Junk Food, all about the alternatives. So you
right.
can have the, you know, the bad stuff. Let's talk about the healthy alternative. So what would be a great alternative for me when I'm craving something like, you know, an animal protein, like a chicken or some type of
yeah.
meat?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You can just trade out your proteins for plant-based proteins. So I actually like transitional foods. You might not like them as much, but I love the plant-based meat alternatives like vegan chicken, because if you're used to having, for instance, a night of chicken and mashed potatoes and green beans, and that's your Wednesday night meal, you know, with your family, you
yeah.
can get a plant-based alternative. So it tastes like chicken. Is made from different plant proteins like pea protein, alfalfa, amaranth, things like that. And it's your basic traditional American-looking meal, and you make your mashed potatoes with almond milk and vegan butter.
That's
and
awesome.
So you get everything that...
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kathy. Thank you. We're out of time, unfortunately, but thank you so much, Kathy. We want you on again. Until next time, stay connected at Naturally Savvy and Radio. DM.